Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We give Him all the praise. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from the book of Psalm chapter 66 verses 1 and 2. Shout with joy to God, all the land or all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. Hallelujah. Right, King James Version says that, you know, sing out the honor of His name. And that's interesting. My dear brothers and sisters, the life of David, the psalmist, was filled with praise. And praise and prayer are two things that actually elevate us in the presence of God and brings us closer to His heartbeat. And that's what we are called to do. An unknown writer wrote, "Fill me with gladness from above. Hold me by strength divine. Lord, let the glow of your great love through my whole being shine." Hallelujah. And let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, the Christian life was meant to be a joyous experience. One of the most effective ways to demonstrate our inner joy is to carry a song upon our lips throughout our daily activities. You know, when I was growing up, my grandfather used to get up at 4 in the morning and he would start singing, and he would sing, "How great thou art." That hymn was very dear to him, and he would sing in his language, in Hindi. And that's amazing. And 4 o'clock in the morning, and he will start doing his work, he'll start watering the plants and all that stuff. But he would sing and worship the Lord. And the same was carried on with their children. And so my mom and my dad, they would sing. You know, my mom would be in the kitchen and she would be singing aloud, and she would be preparing food or whatever, or cleaning the, area. She would be worshiping the Lord, singing praise unto the Lord. And that continued on. So what I discovered was that, hey, when I'm doing something in the house, I tend to start singing. When I'm fixing a breakfast for myself, I'm singing and fixing a breakfast. I'm cooking a meal, I'm singing and cooking a meal. I'm doing something, and there's always a joy in my heart. So it just came down from my grandfather down to my parents and to me. And so, you know, there is joy always in your heart. And why do we sing? Why do we sing? We sing unto the Lord to make His honor and His glory known to the world. And I was listening to this beautiful old classical hymn. Deep in my heart there's a gladness. Jesus has saved me from sin. Praise to His name, what a Savior. Cleansing without and within. Only a glimpse of His goodness, that was sufficient for me. Only one look at the Savior, then was my spirit set free. He is the fairest of fair ones. He is the lily, the rose. Rivers of mercy surround Him. Grace, love, and pity He shows. And the chorus goes, "Why do I sing about Jesus? Why is He precious to me? He is my Lord and my Savior. Dying, He set me free." Hallelujah. If Jesus has set me free and He has set you free, then there'll be a song in our heart and in our mouth, and we'll worship Him. Don't forget worshiping the Lord today, my dear people of God. And don't forget going to church this Sunday and gathering together with the saints and shout out the glory unto the name of Yeshua. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. Lord God Almighty, you put joy in our hearts. You put a song in our mouth that we will sing it out unto the Lord God Almighty, that we will, O Father, make a joyful shout to God. O Lord God, we are commanded to do that. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Lord God Almighty, I pray, Lord, the praise from our heart and our mouth today will be glorious unto you. You will take pleasure in it. You will delight in it. You will enthrone yourself in the praises of your people. And Lord, you will show yourself mighty on behalf of your people. And I thank you for that, O God. Today is the day of glory and grace that will follow your people. I pray, Lord, as your people step out to the jobs, the businesses, and running the errands for the day, bless them and prosper them. Keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I command it, get out and enter into that body again, no more. Lord, for your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you for that. We give you the praise and glory, and we honor you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and enjoy your weekend in the presence of the Savior. Bye for now.